Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Adoption Focus. My name is Jennifer Jaworski, and I'm a social worker with Adoption Associates of Michigan. This is Adoption Associates' premier talk radio blog show. Adoption Associates was founded in 1990, and we specialize in both domestic and international adoption. We provide private adoption services throughout all of Michigan, with offices located in Jenison, Lansing, Farmington Hills, and the mid-Michigan Saginaw area. Anywhere in Michigan, you can find a connection to Adoption Associates. Adoption Associates brings knowledge, support, and understanding in adoption. Adoption is not only our specialty, but it is our passion. One of Adoption Associates' commitments is to this weekly radio show to help educate and support adoptive families, birth families, and the adoption community. So we are very glad that you're listening in today to our program. And as always, we are happy to bring Tuesday topics on Adoption Focus. And today we're talking about adoption through the eyes of an adoptive father. And I would like to welcome to the show Mike Racine. Mike, I believe you're on the line.
Yeah, hi, Jennifer.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for being with us and sharing a little bit about your story. I was hoping, Mike, that you could just get us started by talking a little bit about you and your wife or parents by adoption, and I'd love for you to tell our listeners a little bit about your family.
Sure. Good morning. Thank you for having me. We have two wonderful boys, both brought to us by adoption and Adoption Associates. First is Amari. He's just going to be turning 7 in May. Domestic adoption. Amazing, soft-spirited, wonderful little guy. We met him when he was only 5 days old. He's been with us since about maybe 20 or so days after that. Our second son, his name is Zane. He is the product of an Ethiopian adoption internationally, and he just turned 4. And kind of the polar opposite to Amari, he's very energy-driven and an entertainer. And they're just the perfect brothers, the perfect pairing, and they really made our family 100% where we had always dreamed it would be, and they're just completed the circle for my wife, Nikki, and I.
Well, that's super to hear. Tell us a little bit, Mike, about what the decision process was like for you when you and your wife were making this decision to grow your family through adoption.
Well, it was a kind of a long process. Nikki and I were we've been together since high school, and we've been married since my first year of a graduate education. So since 1999, and we were both still studying and kind of prolonged thinking about starting a family until we finished our education process. And then once we both graduated and decided that we wanted to make that next step in growing our family, we had a lot of bumps in the road and a lot of things that kind of came up with some health issues with Nikki and just things you don't expect as you think, well, we're going to have a family. Let's just start a family right now. And for a lot of people, that's just not something that you can do biologically. And so we started looking into other avenues and other thoughts. And adoption was kind of always there for us. We've even talked about it before we tried to biologically have children. And then, as things kind of progressed, we decided, hey, we really want to look into this. And so we did some research and we read a bit and we kind of did some soul searching and we discovered Adoption Associates and, they really took us to that next step and educated and empowered us and taught us showed us the possibilities that lie ahead from growing our family through an adoption standpoint. And it just fit for us. And it was absolutely what our calling was and what was supposed to happen for our family. And that's kind of how we started off with that process. From then it's just been an amazing road and an amazing journey.
That's really nice to hear. I know that you talked a little bit about the agency kind of bringing you forward and that the educational component of it. And I want to kind of stop there for a second. For a lot of people, there is a learning curve here or a learning process. And some people recognize that they enter into adoption without a lot of basic information or understanding. And there are others that say, well, we do know a little bit. I'm wondering if you felt like you had a lot to learn when you began your adoption journey. Where were you and your wife at that time in terms of education and understanding and all of that?
I totally agree with you. I think that I think adoption isn't talked about a lot, and I don't know why. I think people talk about all kinds of things in this world, but adoption sometimes is one of those topics that people are afraid to discuss. And I think that, you know, Nikki knew more about than I did. She did more research, and I was definitely excited to learn about it, but I didn't know even what resources to look at. And I just needed someone to kind of guide me down the right path. And I think that Adoption Associates has just a wonderful program to, even if you're not sure if adoption is right for you, but just to open those doors and to teach you a little bit about what it means and how becoming a father through adoption and the trinity of the birth mother and father, adopted child and adoptive parent kind of comes together. And just learning that, you know, with biological children or adopted children, it's not an easy path all the time, but it's a path it's just something that a journey that you can't, there's so many moments and there's so many parts of it that are just priceless that you can't get back. And I think that learning and educating yourself and finding if it's right for you and if it's right for your family is something that everybody deserves to do if they feel like there's any chance they would want to be part of that process. And there, you know, the internet does provide a lot of resources, but like anything else, those resources they're not always the right resources. And having an agency or having a group like Adoption Associates that can say, you know what, this isn't a process that's going to be all easy and all roses, but there's so much good and there's so much amazing things that you can get and you can learn and you can provide in adoption, that having someone else kind of give you those things to look at, I think is, and meeting people who've been through the process. You know, I was nervous, you know, as a father. I didn't know what it even really meant and how I would have felt, how I even felt about it until I kind of started down that road.
Mm-hmm. What would you say, Mike, surprised you the most, both through that process as well as then ultimately becoming a parent through adoption?
Just how much adoptive children and adoptive parents have the same love as a child that was born biologically, and just how the bonding and the process of growing and them being like you. I mean, yeah, biologically we're not from the same blood, but they're very much like, you know, our boys are very much like Nikki and I. Like, they have some of the same attributes. They grow, and I think, you know, it's a lifelong debate, you know, are children and our people in general born to be who they are, or is it how they grow up and how they're loved? And I think it's absolutely, you know, you provide an amazing home, you give them love, and they in turn, they grow and they flourish and they reach the top of their potential. And I think that a lot of our biological makeup is guided by the fact that having a great home environment, and in turn, I feel like so fortunate for them to have changed me and made me a better person and made my life so much more full. So I think it's come full circle. Like, people always, you know, they'll say, oh, it's so amazing that you've taken these children in. No, it's not that. That's not how it is for us at all. It's so amazing that we found each other, because it was what was supposed to happen right from day one for us.
That's so moving to hear. And I like hearing you talk about the love and a bond that exists between a parent and a child, even in this adoption relationship. And you're right, a lot of people kind of expect that to be different, I think. So it's good to hear that from you. What does it mean to you, Mike, to have become a father through adoption? And what would you say are the issues that are most important to you as you're raising these boys?
You know, I think one of the most important things is just being honest and teaching them the importance of what adoption is as far as the adoption part goes. Like, we don't hide the fact that they've been, you know, they're adopted. Obviously, we don't look the same, and that's easier for us. But even if we did have a very similar appearance, but we think it's really important that they understand that this is a special part of who they are. It's what makes them unique. And it was what makes our family unique. It doesn't make us different. It just makes us unique, and it provides them something in their life that other people don't always have. And if you make it something that's a positive, and you make it something that makes them special, then I think they really embrace it. And that's what we've always done right from the start. You know, Mari and Zane both know they're adopted. They both know that somewhere out there in the world, their biological mother and father love them so much that they were able to provide them with something that they couldn't. And I think as a father, I embrace that, and I try to enjoy every moment. I tell people, biological or adopted parents, we're so busy in this world. We all have busy lives, and every day goes by so fast. But memories are so important, and each day, and each step, and each breath, you really just got to take it. You just got to take time to look at those things, to take it in, and enjoy. Because if you don't, life passes you by. And you know, I have goals in my own life to try to make that happen.
And I hear you. Basically, your message here is to slow down a little bit. Parents need to slow down and spend that time. Is that something that you've kind of incorporated in your own life?
For sure. Nikki and I both are active people. We're professionals. We're really busy, but we always, it's like a family first for us. Family first, family second, and then everything else kind of follows. And we try to incorporate our hobbies, and we're both very active. We're runners. We're involved in the community. And we involve our boys in all those things. Our boys go with us to races. They volunteer at, things that we volunteer at. And they try to realize, we want them to realize and see us as role models, and also see us as people who enjoy every day. And we don't want to be stressed in the things that we're doing, and life's little bumps in the road just aren't worth it. Because we have so much, and without our boys, our house would be empty. There's no doubt about it. And I thank Adoption Associates every day for that.
Well, I appreciate you opening up so candidly with us about your feelings. We are nearing the end of the podcast, but I wanted to take some time here, Mike, to see advice maybe that you received at the beginning of the journey, or as you were contemplating adoption and educating yourself on this topic, maybe a few pieces of advice that someone else gave to you, or things that you learned along the way that really just stuck and that were important for you.
I think one of the things that really stuck with me is I have a friend who also adopted. I worked with him at one of the places that I worked in. He said to me, he said, if it's a thought in your mind, and if it's something that you've ever even thought about or ever even considered, then go after it, look at it, and make yourself educated before you make a decision. Learn about it, talk to people, hear about the good things, hear about the bad things, but realize that if it's something that you have, that's something that you would even consider, do it, because you're always going to regret if you don't. And I think that was so huge for us, because we explored our options, we learned from it, and now our lives is full with adoption, and we do a lot in the adoption community, and we bring a lot of people that want to learn about it, or anybody out there that wants to just, I don't know if it's for me, then we want to talk to them, because if it's not for them, that's okay, and we understand that. But if it is, there's just one more child out there that can maybe find a forever family, and one more family that can have a home that's full. And I think that's really important, because we all have jobs, but not everybody finds a passion. And I think that adoption is kind of the passion that Nikki and I found, that's really kind of filled our lives.
Mike, thank you so much for today. Listening to you talk, I am reminded that we do see so many families who are nervous and fearful and just not knowing, what this means to pursue adoption. So I think you're right. Whether or not a couple decides to move forward with an adoption plan, they owe it to themselves to at least get the information, look into it, get their questions answered. And they can do that in a lot of different ways. They can connect with people like you and your wife, Nikki, to find out from other parents what the experience has been like, or they can call and speak with one of the staff at Adoption Associates too. So we would love to be able to be here as a resource. Again, thank you
absolutely.
So much today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You guys are amazing.
Thank you. For those of you that are interested in getting more information or connecting with Mike or Nikki, feel free to give us a call at Adoption Associates, 800-677-2367. Again, that number is 800-677-2367. You can also connect with Adoption Associates through Facebook or on the web at adoptionassociates.net. We are live on Tuesdays at 11 for more adoption-focused topics, and we do hope that you'll continue to tune into our program and be in support of that, continuing to listen, learn, and grow with us in adoption. For now, this is Jennifer on Adoption Focus. I hope you all have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.